Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Welcome to Give Me Your Heart. I'm Margie Campbell, Christian wife, mom, and musician. This is a space where I offer encouragement to women in all walks of life who desire to grow closer to the Lord, and especially moms and grandmas who are discipling young children. I am so glad you're here.
Hello, we are back with the third installment of the wedding series. This is part three of All Things Wedding, and we left off in episode two talking about the rehearsal and all the things that happened there, and we are just going to jump right back in.
What else is on your list? The actual wedding?
The actual wedding.
Well, I woke up the day of the wedding and came downstairs to make six apple pies. Mm-hmm. So last fall, my dad had picked the organic apples from his tree, and my mom had actually bought and gifted me some Jonathan apples from mm-hmm. Waverly, and I had spent all this time prepping several gallons of apples to make all these apple pies for the wedding. And I set them out on Friday night in coolers in water when I got home from the rehearsal. I got up at like 5:30 Saturday morning. House is quiet and my apples are mush and total mush. And I thought, okay, what am I going to do with these apples? Because I don't want to eat them. They would be perfect as fried apples. They would be great as applesauce.
Yeah, but not.
But I don't know that I want to make apple pie with these. And I called my friend Christy. I was like, so? And she's like, yep. And I have frozen apple pie before. Dozens of apple pies.
Yes.
Like freezers full of apple pies.
Yeah.
But I've never just frozen apples by themselves. And she's like, yes, that happens. And that's why I don't do that. And
good to know.
Yeah. And so I decided lemon. Nobody is making lemon pie. I think my mom had thought about making one, but Dalton loves lemon. Charlie loves lemon. Everybody, who doesn't love lemon?
Yeah, I mean.
So I took off for Carrollton and I went and I bought lemon pie filling. And it was on sale. So I saw that as a sign. And I came home and I proceeded to start making lemon pie filling.
Yes.
And so anyway, I already had the crust made. I'd put it all in the freezer weeks before. And so I spent my morning making lemon pie. And your Aunt Jo, my little baby sister, showed up and with her girls. And they, I mean, they started ironing and
hair,
clothes.
They did all
They went downstairs to our big basement bathroom and they did all the hair for all the girls except for you. And they were gorgeous.
They were. It was beautiful.
And then.
And so helpful.
My friend Jenny, my best friend Jenny from college. Oh, so my kids call her Aunt Jenny. She came with her Josie girl, and she was just my personal assistant for the day.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend that you, if you are a mother, if you are a large family mother and you have somebody getting married and you also still have toddlers or preschoolers or even early elementary kids, I highly recommend getting someone to take care of them.
Yeah.
So my niece Eva is 16 and she is guru with little children.
Yes.
And she did hair And we had talked about it in advance. We had a plan. We knew what she was going to do and how she was going to do it. She had all of her products, everything ready. Her mom, my sister, helped her. But when we, just the whole day, she was exhausted when it was over. She worked her tail off. But I knew, and we had 350 people running around. I didn't need Maggie getting run over.
Yeah.
I didn't need Cy taking off into the field, which he would have done.
Yep, yep.
So it having dedicated people, like when Maggie came down the aisle, we'll talk about that in a minute, but when she was done as a flower girl, she couldn't be up front. There was no way. She was not.
She wasn't going to stand there that whole time.
Well, Maggie is the star of her own show. And this was not about her. And she
would have made it
about her. She doesn't have any. She will at 4 and 5 begin to understand. And there'll be a lot of child training there of this is not about you.
Yeah.
But the child is 3.
Yeah.
And what's the Amy Carmichael quote? Peace lieth in acceptance. And the thing that you have to accept is you have a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's about them. And so anyway, have somebody for your children, but also have somebody for you. So my friend Jenny helped me with my hair. She helped me get into my dress. There was this part with my bra that had to be pinned, and I could not have done it.
Yeah.
She totally did it. If I needed something from the car, if I needed to send a message, whatever, she was 100% go to my person.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're the mother of the bride or the mother of the groom, that was amazing.
Yes.
One person who
whose only job is to be there for you.
Is not emotionally involved and knows your people. So knows all the triggers, knows all the emotions, has heard it all because she's your best friend over the last 30 years. But is not going to cry when she sees the groom all grown up and walking down the aisle, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, she took all the pictures on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
She just ran. She did a lot. And so did her daughter, Josie.
Yeah.
So they were all here at the house during the day and we had food. Dad smoked some things. He's always smoking. So his love language is smoking things. And we ate. And there was the wedding weekends go so fast. And then you're like, it's over and I missed it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I highly recommend put the food out. Gather your people. Share the stories. Mm-hmm. Make the memories. Go slow. Be present.
Yeah.
Because that dinner here at the house at noon.
Yeah.
Before we left, the time that we got to spend with Aunt Jo and Uncle Lee, because we don't live with them every day. Yeah. They live 4 hours away.
Yeah.
And so many times when they come to something, it's over and we're like, oh, bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were here. And we got to spend the whole day. And it was, they were just, it blessed me.
Yeah.
I love them and we don't get to see them. And so that part was really good. And just packing up all the trucks together and going, Uncle Lee was so much help.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So the wedding, we did the pictures, we got to the venue, we did the pictures. What else?
The day after.
When we cleaned everything. We haven't even talked about the wedding yet.
Oh, that's
Don't skip the wedding.
Can't skip the wedding. We've been building up to it.
When we came in, all the grandparents walked down the aisle.
Yes.
And Charlie sang.
Yeah.
And he sang a Paul Overstreet song. And it's Long Line of Love, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does it start?
Bought a beautiful diamond ring and offered it to the sweetest thing I know. And she said she would take it.
Yeah. So it was great. And I come from a long line of love. When the times get hard, we don't give up.
Forever's in my heart and in my blood. You see, I come from a long line of love.
Oh, yeah. So it was so beautiful. And I'm, ah! And then Daddy walked me down the aisle and the boys came after me. And then the mother of the bride came down the aisle. And then what did you, so you, then you were up front. No, you weren't. When did you start playing?
After I walked down.
So, like, oh, Charlie played Canon in D.
Yes.
On the guitar and all of the wedding party, the groom entered.
Yeah, and I just had my violin back there. I walked down. Okay, so then you got
to the front.
Yeah.
And Maggie came last. So Michaela, all the bridesmaids come in, and here comes Maggie. And she was adorable and owning it.
Oh, yeah.
Chin up, bright eyes, mm-hmm. beautiful white dress. Eva styled her hair. She comes all the way down the aisle. She gets to the end and really, she looks in her basket of flowers and she looks back down the aisle and she goes, nope. And she goes back down the aisle and starts dropping petals next to the pews that don't have any petals.
Yeah.
And then she looks at them and waits like,
are you going to say thank you?
Like, I just gave you your gift. And finally, she finishes that side and she comes down to the end and she looks in the basket and shakes her head like, all right. And then she tips the basket upside down and violently shakes it. So I just, my life flashed before my eyes and I saw her as a 19-year-old college student having an anxiety attack over not getting an A. And not just a 96, but like a 100% on everything A.
Extra credit A.
Yeah, she's going to be like... perfectionist, freaking out. Yep. I must do it right or I have not done it at all.
Yep.
She's going to wring every bit of the excellence out of excellence. And it's going to be, we're going to need some biblical counseling, I'm afraid. Some therapy. But anyway, so that was the flower girl and then the bride. And tell everybody what you played when the bride came down.
I played How Great Is Our God.
Yes. So Chris Tomlin.
Yes.
You played it on violin. Charlie played it on guitar. And it was...
magnificent.
It was beautiful.
It was just perfect.
It was so honoring and so just... it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. And she was gorgeous, of course.
Of course.
And so they came down. And then Mr. Shockey talked. And then... instead of lighting a unity candle, they did a cord of three strands and wrapped, you know, they braided it.
Yeah.
So one represented Christ and one strand represented Dalton and one her, and then they braided it. And yes. What did you play while they did that?
I played Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that. The fount of is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So it was like inviting the Holy Spirit to come and bless their union. And Mr. Shockey shared the scripture from Ecclesiastes where if two are together, now what is it? A cord of three strands. But what's the point? It's like
broken.
One by themselves could be overtaken and two is good, but three is better.
Yeah.
And then he made the whole application and... of course, they did their vows, and Lillian cried, and I cried when I said my vows at my wedding.
I was fine until her voice broke, and it was over for me.
Yeah, and at most weddings, they're not mic'd, but they were mic'd, so everybody could hear every little tiny thing. And then when they came back down the aisle, I love the song, and it's like fiery banjo tune. What's the name of it?
I Choose You
by the Steel Drivers, and... I choose you
every day in 100 different ways. I make the choice to stay, and I could hit the open road and run my life away, but I choose you every day.
I love it. And I can hear Lillian singing in my head. She loves that song. She's so sassy. But anyway, it was the perfect song. And then we all went out, and then we had to set up because not everyone that was invited to the reception was invited to the wedding. Mm-hmm. The wedding was family and immediate family. Friends. And it was like still 75 people.
Yeah.
And Aunt Catrice and Uncle Trevor, mm-hmm. they came from Iowa. So like my good adopted friends. Sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. The woman I have, my everything.
Yeah.
Just, yes. She got to come and her husband came and two of their girls came.
Yes.
They have five kids. Two of them came. And when it was time to eat, like, that's who Daddy and I ate with. And we were just, she's my soul sister.
Yeah.
She's my prayer partner. She's my, one of the great loves of my life. And it, it just meant everything to me. I'm going to cry that she was there.
Yeah.
She's had everything. Yeah. She's had cancer. I don't know. I don't want to say too much about her journey, but, we have almost handed her to heaven several times now. Mm-hmm. And,
it was just a blessing.
It was a huge, my heart was full that she was there and that I got to sit with her and we got to eat and that she was at the wedding. And then, Dawn and Liz got to come, our good friends from Iowa. And I would have loved for Josh and Shelley McCartney to have been there. They're our good friends from Pennsylvania. And we just have friends all over the place.
Yeah.
And, I would have loved for the Beachies and the Timmons and the Johnsons. I'm very close to Elizabeth, and that she just covered the day in prayer and the week before, and very, very special. So anyway, it was so good. What are your favorite memories of the reception?
My favorite memory of the reception by far was there.
Are you going to say Luke?
Well,
no. Okay,
that's the runner-upper, but I'll tell that one next. Was when they cut the pie. When Dalton and Lil cut the pie.
Okay, so we need to post some pictures. We can't post a gob of pictures because the wedding pictures, Lillian hasn't posted them
yet. Yeah.
And we're trying really hard to be respectful. I'm not trying hard at all. I'm flat not posting things that don't belong to me.
Yeah.
But the not the cake table, the pie table was to die for gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
The grandmothers, the aunts, and two cousins, Shelby and
Julia
had made
pies.
Cream
pies.
Gorgeous, magazine worthy, mile high meringue, and then transported them in the heat and got them there safely. Gorgeous pies.
Yes.
And my children decided to smear, my child by law. She's my daughter in love, because I would have done the same thing. She let him have it.
Yeah,
the
they took the bite,
cream.
And I was like,
they were savoring.
They aren't going to let this slide.
Dalton was into the pie.
Oh, yes.
He was like...
He was on like the second bite when she went.
No, he had eaten more, and he was like looking at Grandma. The pie he wanted to cut was Grandma Mary's coconut cream.
Uh-huh.
And Grandma Mary made that coconut cream pie in Grandma Houseworth's pie plate.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes.
And... that is the one that was in their picture, which was crazy, crazy special.
Yeah.
And then Lillian, so he's eating this piece of pie. Like, I'm glad you got my picture.
Full bore.
This is over. I'm going to eat this piece of pie. I've been waiting for this. And she, the side of his head, I mean, she gets him.
It was great.
It was good.
It was good.
And then she...
she hightailed it out
of
there.
She saw the look in his eye.
Uh-huh.
And it was that Dalton Campbell, oh no, you didn't.
Run.
And she tried to.
Yeah.
And he wasn't having it. And it was their very first marital, oh my goodness.
Knockdown.
Well, they remind me a little of my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Because where most men would let some things go, my dad, you brought it and now I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
And Dalton is nothing if he is not channeling a little of his grandpa sometimes. And I thought she was going to fall down at one point And she ended up pinned up against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And yep. there was...
While he proceeded to shove the rest of the pie...
Yeah.
...in her hair.
And if you've ever seen her hair, it is... You know how in the Bible it talks about a woman's hair is her glory?
Oh, it
well,
is her
Lil
glory.
Well, Lil is glorious then. Of uh-huh. all women, she is so blessed with hair. It is the most gorgeous head of down to your waist, curly.
It's like Disney princess over here.
She's just
the hair is
gorgeous.
Just gorgeous.
And it was done up. And he put, yeah, he creamed her. And so anyway, that was funny. So that was your favorite memory?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you're going to tell their children about?
Yep.
Well, what else? You said when you had a runner-up.
The runner-up was Luke. So when they had the bridal party enter.
Okay, so the DJ.
The DJ. And
so he says, okay, so you guys went to take pictures.
Yes.
Someplace down yeah. the road in a barn. And we were welcoming people that had not been at the wedding and had come to the reception.
Yes.
We were welcoming people. We were getting... the pews down and the dance floor set up, more tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Getting food out, just getting, welcoming people, hospitality, all these things. And then the DJ announces the bridal party.
Yes.
And so Dalton and Lil come in and it's the first time and they're introduced as Mr. and Mrs. Dalton Campbell and mm-hmm. then each of the pairs. Well, so... Lillian has two sisters.
Yes.
And they were bridesmaids. And then she had a maid of honor. Mm-hmm. And then you were the fourth.
Yes.
Okay. And the groomsmen, there were two buddies and then your two brothers, Luke and Charlie. And so you guys, you know, you all walked in and Luke was with who?
Leanna.
Okay. Leanna is Lillian's baby sister. Uh-huh. And everything we have said so far about Maggie applies to Leanna.
Yes. Yes.
Spit. Fire. If you say up, she's like, yeah, no, down. And yep. so tell me what was going on in the conversations leading up to this between Leanna and Luke.
Leanna had a phone out and was Googling ideas for, you know, funny things to do when you walk out. Because she was like, somebody has to do something or it's boring. And she was like, I'm the one that's, you know, going to plan this because no one else is going to do it. None of the rest of us were going to do anything. And so she was with Luke. And so she was like... we have to do something. And so none of us really knew what they were going to do.
And Luke was on game.
Well, Leanna turned to me and she goes, do you think he'll actually do it? And I was like, I don't really know. I'm not sure how this is going to go. And Luke was like, I'll do it. And we were all like, what is he going to do?
Well, so from my vantage point, I'm standing next to your grandpa, Mike, way out front. And here they come. And they introduce Luke Campbell and Leanna Smith. And then Luke hits the ground. It looks uh-huh. like he trips and
like
falls flat on his
yeah.
face. And my mother's heart broke. I mean, tears in my eyes because I'm thinking that my son has just fallen in front of 300 and some uh-huh. people and wiped out. And I am devastated for him. And then he starts doing the worm on the concrete. And I'm like, what are we doing? And yeah, and then he just hops back up like nothing happened. I mean, it was like the smoothest thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what was that?
Yeah. And then he just kept going.
It took me a while to recover. I just wanted to go thump him. And he was like, what? Oh. It was just to be funny. And I'm like, but the whole crowd roared.
Yes, it
obviously.
Was good.
And what was Leanna doing? What was the point of this? I still do not understand.
I don't think the rest of us ever really got it.
What did she do?
I don't know. I was too busy watching Luke.
No doubt. There was a major...
I didn't notice
she could have robbed
anything.
A bank. That was the distraction.
Yes.
And it worked.
Yeah.
It totally worked. We were all distracted. Anyway. Well... my favorite part of the reception was dancing with my son.
Yeah.
He chose the best song. And it was the Paul Overstreet song. How much do I owe you? To the mother said the son. for all that you've taught me in the days when I was young. Shall I bring you
diamonds or a pillow to rest your weary head.
Whatever. And he asks, and the mother says, I won't take less than your love.
Yeah.
And it was just, he texted me months and months ago, and wanted to know about dancing to that song. And of course I was like, oh, Bubby. And he's like, that's what I want. It was so, so sweet. But I didn't like the version. We had determined that we did not want the version where, like, Tanya Tucker.
Yeah.
And that message didn't get relayed to the DJ. And we like the version with Paul Overstreet and Ricky Skaggs.
Yes.
And Ricky's wife singing the harmony.
Yeah.
But whatever. I tried to get, I wanted Charlie to sing it and play it, but he wouldn't do it. But it was fun. We two-stepped, and I think one of my, probably my absolute favorite memory from this whole experience was the week before the wedding. We cleaned out the whole kitchen and the upstairs,
and we danced.
Set up the sound system, and we just partied in the kitchen, and we two-stepped, we line danced, some of us break danced. Uh-huh. Nate and Silas were going crazy.
There was a little
bit
of that going on.
But it was a lot of really sweet memories.
Yeah.
And I just kept storing things up.
Yeah.
As we went from January all the way to May. Like, it wasn't one day. Mm-hmm. It was this whole process of celebrating the goodness of God.
Yes.
And celebrating that Dalton was marrying this woman who, and it doesn't matter that she goes to church, but you know, she's gone to church with us a lot, and but that loves the Lord and is seeking the Lord, and that I will share this. Before we went on the girls' trip, Lillian had always talked about her grandma Shockey, and she has this tattoo on her arm, and it says Faith.
Yeah.
And it has a cross worked into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a tattoo person. I'll just say that up front. That's not something that I personally would ever choose for myself. But it's on the inside of her wrist, and it's not a big garish thing that's trying to attract attention.
Yeah.
It's kind of hidden. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, really the placement of it is for her benefit.
Yeah.
She's the one that sees it.
Yeah.
And it is... she got it when her grandma had cancer, and her grandmother didn't have a mild cancer experience. I don't know that anybody ever has a mild cancer experience, but their cancer is rampant, and there are diagnoses of several levels of severity.
Yes.
And Lillian's grandmother almost died.
Yeah.
Very, very serious.
Yeah.
And the Lord just miraculously, completely healed her. Mm-hmm. So for her to be at the wedding, for her to be here, earthside with us, she's a walking miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not waste one breath of her life. She's very intentional with what she says, how she says it. When we went on that trip, she rode in the vehicle I was in, and she was sharing her testimony. She is just a very bright light.
Yes.
And that whole weekend was just, she was very gracious, and being around her was just like being around Mr. Shockey at the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. There was a calming spirit.
Yeah.
And the way that my dad put it, Grandpa Mike, on Memorial Day. So right after the wedding, I was there and picking up Maggie. It wasn't Memorial Day. It was Sunday.
Yeah.
Maggie went home from the wedding with Grandma and Grandpa. Yeah. And on Sunday evening, I went to get her. And so we were in the yard and we were talking and Grandpa said, I feel like my spiritual family, I gained a new brother. I gained a new sister. Like, I think that's the way he put it. And it was, yes. I felt so just like God made our family larger.
Yeah.
Not in a physical sense, not in a law sense, like we gained a daughter-in-law, but that we met this other family that's loves the Lord and is seeking him and is now part of our, the family, you know?
Yeah.
And when we got back, well, when we were on that trip, we were upstairs and Mrs. Shockey gave me a little gift that I won't talk about, but she gave me a little gift and just to help out with some things. And I walked down the hall and Lillian said, what? Cause I had tears in my eyes. And I said, your Grandma Shockey just exudes the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. And my daughter-in-law, future daughter-in-law at the time, she grabbed my arm and she said, look, this tattoo, she said, I want you to know that when I first met you and I tried to explain this tattoo, I didn't really know. I couldn't really put it into words well what I meant, but she said, what you're saying right now is what I mean. When my grandma was dying and I thought she wasn't going to live, she was not afraid. She exuded the love of Christ and it gave me faith because I experienced my grandmother's faith. And she's like, that's why I have this tattooed on my arm, because that feeling that represents the love of Christ to me, that love casts out perfect love casts out fear. There's no need to be afraid of death. Mm-hmm. We have a savior. And oh my goodness, I'm on this trip and this young woman is telling me this. And I'm like, God, I've been praying for this girl for 23, 24 years. And she's been right here on a little farm, less than 20 miles from my front door all this time. and the goodness of God, his faithfulness, not my faithfulness at all as a parent, but his faithfulness to us. Mm-hmm. And so when we got back from that trip, we went into Mrs. Shockey's house to get, you know, to say goodbye, because that's where we parked our cars. And I went to the restroom and in their bathroom. Mm-hmm. So they have a his and a hers corner of the mirror, and they both had scripture written and on cards and put in their mirrors. And I just started bawling because I'm like, Father, if you put a Christian Bible, like a Bible verse on a bumper sticker, that doesn't mean anything about your character.
Yeah.
I have seen you drive. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's like, it's for everybody else to see. Yeah. And millions of people that have no Christian character whatsoever wear t-shirts that say this or that. I mean, it's trendy. It's cool.
Yeah.
Now, millions of people that do love Jesus wear Bible verses on their shirts and stuff. But it doesn't prove anything is what I'm saying. Your actions prove. But when you put Bible verses in your bathroom.
Yeah.
That's for you.
And handwritten. Like, it's not a decorative.
No. It's not some plaque on the wall. Yeah. It's not something from Etsy. Mm-hmm. That is war. Mm-hmm. That is, I need this in front of my face.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, that just
spoke volumes.
Spoke to my heart. It was just Father saying, this is who these people are. And this is why your son has so much respect for them. Mm-hmm. This is why he loves them. This is why he has invested his life into this family. And it was just this full circle moment of, no, they're not perfect, but they aren't trying to be. Their righteousness is not found in that. Their righteousness is very much found in Christ. And that's what I'm looking for my children, is not people that are legalistic Christians that are trying to prove they're better than someone else, or they've got it all together, or they, none of that. None of that's what we're after. I want to see broken people that are extra and transparent and messy and loud or quiet. I don't care, one or the other. And they know how much they've messed up at times. They know how hard and gritty life can get. They've seen some things. And it's made them depend on Jesus.
Yeah.
And it causes them to be gracious. And I see that in the Shockies. I see that in my mom and dad. And it's who I want to be when I grow up. Yeah. And it's the point of this podcast that we're not trying to be perfect. We're not trying to tell you how to live your life. We don't have any answers for you other than read your Bible and dwell in it during the day.
Yeah.
Whatever, if it's like Mr. and Mrs. Shockey and you need to tape a Bible verse to your mirror, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
If you need to put it in your car, if you need to write down the name of Jesus for the week or the name of God for the week and keep it with you, you do what you have to do to abide in it, to dwell in it, to stay in it. And when you mess up, and you will, because I do it all the time. I go, oh, whoa, course correct. Then you do that. You course correct and you come back to it, because it's not about your record. It's not about performance.
Yeah.
It's about him. So that was the wedding. And then the next day we all came back and we cleaned it up and we ate more food.
Oh yeah.
We ate a lot more food. And then,
yeah,
it was over. And it was like, oh boy, back to life, back to the next thing. And we got up the next morning and started swim team on Memorial Day of all things.
Yep.
So, well, let's wrap this bad boy up. What are we going to talk about next time?
I don't know.
I do. Prayer. I do. Prayer, 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 prayer.
Sweet.
We're going to talk about, at least that's where we're supposed to be headed. We're in the model prayer.
Yes.
And our thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're supposed to talk about prayer.
Yes.
And I don't know how we're going to get to that, because we tend to ramble before we get to the point, but I'm sure we'll have a plan of some sort. So.
Okay. Well, until then, give God your hearts, ladies.
Yeah. And we'll be doing the same. Love you guys. I hope you've enjoyed our wedding rehash. If not, just, you know, wait, and next month will be better. So, all right. That's it. Wrap it up.